This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Prosecutors from all over Colorado today have released data from prosecutions for the first time in the state. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the data highlights prosecution trends on plea deals, felony and misdemeanor cases, racial disparities in case filings, and much more.
I think a lot of us, myself included, and our office included, recognize that, you know, there are systemic inequalities in the criminal justice system, and we have a part in addressing those.
8 of 22 district attorney offices in the state are participating, but those districts represent 70% of the state's population. A Denver district judge has dismissed an Adams 14 school district lawsuit against the Colorado State Board of Education. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports the suit was an attempt to stop the state-mandated reorganization of the district after years of low academic performance.
The Adams 14 suit argued that local school boards have control over instruction in local schools and not the State Board of Education. The court disagreed, stating districts don't have absolute authority. The district's legal counsel, Joe Salazar, says the decision will be appealed.
Surely they cannot just act unilaterally without knowing how their actions are going to harm schools and not have any type of judicial review.
The ruling means Adams 14 could be dissolved or absorbed by other school districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
According to the state's dashboard, 187 people are now hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's relatively low, far below pandemic peaks and down by half since July. This is CPR News.